Central Time, I'm Rob Ferret. Between now and next month's primary elections, Wisconsin Public Radio has invited candidates running in contested primaries for congressional seats to join us for interviews on Central Time and the morning show. You'll be able to find all these interviews at WPR.org/politics. Starting things off, earlier today we talked to Representative Ron Kind of La Crosse. He's held the seat for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district since 1997 and is running for re-election in the August Democratic primary. The 3rd district spans parts of 18 counties in central and western Wisconsin. Also in that race, Democrat Mark Newman, who we'll talk to in just a bit today, and Republicans Derek Van Orden and Jesse Eben. We'll talk to them later this week. Representative Kind, welcome back to Central Time.
Glad to be with you.
Well, first of all, can you make your basic case for your re-election to Congress?
Yeah, you know, it's easy. I was born and raised in western Wisconsin, raised my family there. I know the area. I know the challenges, the goals of the district. And people have gotten a chance to know me, too, throughout the years. They know I'm a hard worker, very pragmatic, very accessible to them, and a good listener. And I'm also very proud by the fact that annually, groups always recognize me as one of the most bipartisan members of the U.S. Congress. Willingness to reach across the aisle, work with my colleagues on the other side, be respectful and find common ground to get things done. And because of that, I'm one of the most effective legislators in Congress, too. And I think that's what the people of Wisconsin want in their representatives. We need more of that in Washington. We need more of it in Madison and at the local level because things are just too polarized and too hyperpartisan. But I know there's a way of getting things done, and people and groups recognize it.
Well, now, what you said might be a selling point to some, but in both parties, there are constituents who say, no, we don't send you there to compromise. We want you to fight for beliefs on our side. What would you say to that wing on the Democratic side of things? How are you meeting their needs?
Well, I am a Democrat, first and foremost, and I am a principled person, too. And there are certain things that I believe very strongly in. But it doesn't mean you need to engage in the hyperpartisanship and just paralyze the place either. I think the people want to see you get some results. They want us to work together and be respectful to one another. It's the Wisconsin way. It's how things get done back home. And I think they expect that in the representatives in Washington, too. But unfortunately, it's just not the case. Too many people come to their position with a my way or no way at all attitude. That's a recipe for disaster and not getting things done. So I realize that there are strong feelings on both sides. But listen, if I'm not taking incoming from the far left and the far right, I'm probably not representing my district very well.
What do you see as some of the most pressing issues right now facing the 3rd district and your constituents there?
Well, first of all, we got to keep people fit, healthy and safe with this coronavirus. This is an all hands on deck moment, and we need to get on the same page. You know, wearing facial covering should not be a political controversy. I never viewed that as a red issue or a blue issue. I've always viewed it as a red, white, and blue issue, something we all need to do to protect one another as we buy time until we develop a vaccine to keep people safe ultimately. And beyond that, I think rising healthcare costs, making sure that everyone has access to affordable quality healthcare. That's very apparent during a pandemic like this, but this is something that we need to continue to focus on. I'm proud of my leadership on healthcare issues, trying to change the way we pay for healthcare so it's based on the quality or the outcome of care that's given and no longer the volume of services. I think that's the best way to drive down costs while increasing the quality of care. We have a huge digital divide. I've been appointed to a national broadband task force to close that digital divide and the economic and education inequities that flow from it, especially in rural Wisconsin. We just passed legislation a couple of weeks ago that has a major investment in rural broadband expansion, the largest in our nation's history. We've got to close that gap to make sure that opportunity is available for all Americans wherever they might be. And then finally, Rob, given the district I have, one of the larger agriculture-producing districts in the nation, the family farmers have never had a stronger champion on their side in Congress than myself. I've gone to bat for them during the virus and even before that with chronically low commodity prices to level the playing field for them, doing everything in our power to make sure they get a good price for the hard work that they do put in so they can pay their bills and keep these operations going. So, you know, some of the key issues, certainly for my congressional district.
We're talking to Representative Ron Kind, incumbent in the race for Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district this year. Representative Kind, big conversation surrounding Black Lives Matter related protests and calls for police reform. Are there reforms to American policing that you are pushing for or would push for in Congress?
Yeah, absolutely. I think George Floyd has opened up a lot of hearts and minds and eyes throughout the country. And we all need to be elevating our game when it comes to race relations and make sure that the promise of America, that all people are created equal, is in fact kept in our society. But as a former special prosecutor in Wisconsin, too, I've worked with law enforcement. I've seen the good work that they do. And yet I encourage them and all of us to run towards the criticism. Don't be afraid to find out what the problems are and how best we can address it. We need a strong, trustful law enforcement relationship with the community. We all need to be striving for that goal. That's why I passed the police reform legislation when it came before us a couple of weeks ago. I've been working hard on a special provision that would increase resources for implicit bias training, something that many of our law enforcement agencies in Wisconsin partake in already, and they are very high in the recommendation that we need to be doing more of that. These are some of the things that we have to address. But I've been doing a lot of outreach in our communities with the demonstrators too, listening to them, what their desires are and what we can accomplish by working together. Unfortunately, during the political season, there'll be some people that will try to weaponize this politically to drive us apart, to divide the communities. That's not the type of leadership that we need right now.
There's been talk about maybe more infrastructure spending in the United States over the last bunch of years, really. And it's been talked about as one possible measure for economic relief during the coronavirus and its economic fallout. Do you have a vision for infrastructure programs you'd like to pursue?
Yeah, I do. In fact, just 2 weeks ago in the House of Representatives, we passed the largest infrastructure reinvestment bill in the last 15 years, the Move American Forward Act. Obviously, there will be resources in it to rebuild our roads, our highways, our bridges, airports, ports, things that we need to do to lay the groundwork for long-term economic growth, along with the good-paying jobs that will come from it, just as we're emerging from the virus and trying to rebuild Wisconsin, rebuild America again. But also included, and it was a provision that I worked on, for more resources on flood mitigation planning. In Wisconsin, as in a lot of parts of the country, we're getting perennial flooding. Think the Kickapoo and Lafarge Valley area of my district. And we need to be more forward-looking in our planning and creating strong partnerships at the federal, state, and local level to address these hard-hit communities. Also in it are production tax credits for the development of alternative and renewable energy sources, recognizing the existential threat of climate change and the action we need to take. And then finally, as I mentioned earlier, a major chapter for investment in broadband expansion. So regardless where you are, where you live, you're going to have access to high-speed internet connection. This is important for distance learning, as we found out in the spring. It's important for telehealth, and we're just scratching the surface on the potential of telehealth practice to drive down costs and improve the quality. And it's important to sustain rural communities for job investment and for our production agriculture. So that was in the legislation. We're hoping the Senate and the administration will work with us on it. I couldn't think of a better time to start moving forward and rebuilding America than coming out of this crisis right now.
And finally, there's been a lot of investment with the CARES Act and other programs, a lot of money being put into economic relief here in the United States. How do you balance that and possible future spending against concerns of borrowing and a big jump in an already pretty big federal debt?
Yeah, Rob, as you know, I've been one of the most fiscally conservative members of Congress since I got here. I believe in pay-as-you-go budgeting rules. It's a simple rule that says if you're going to offer a tax cut or a spending increase, you got to find an offset to pay for it. We should have been doing that before this pandemic hit us. But at a crisis like this, we need to do what we can to minimize the economic damage. But I'm also part of a working group, a bipartisan group right now, looking at a long-term fix to our fiscal house. And we need to start thinking about that and what that will look like, while also making crucial investments to make sure that we succeed as a country. And other areas, too, that we should be addressing policy-wise. Family and medical leave policy, child care. You know, these things have come to light because of the coronavirus as well. And these are things we need to start moving on in order to prepare for a long-strength economy once we develop a vaccine to inoculate people to keep them safe.
Representative Kine, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks, Rob. My pleasure.
Ron Kyan is a Democrat running for re-election to represent Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. We talked with him earlier today. Coming up, we'll hear from the other Democrat facing Kyan in the August primary, Mark Newman. Later in the week, we'll talk to the Republicans on that side of the primary, Derek Van Orden and Jesse Eben, part of our ongoing series of candidate interviews for the August primary. Find them all at WPR.org/politics. Also, WPR will air a live debate between Republican primary candidates at 10 a.m. on Friday, July 31st, Democrats on 10 a.m. Thursday, August 6th. There's more to come here on Central Time.